so many other things. There's all, you know, these occasions on the calendar are not going away. And just by putting something on layaway at the businesses that will let you do that, like Brian Jewelry, you help them keep the doors open until we get through this thing. We're going to check traffic, and then we'll come back with the 8 to 9 hour. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll be back with more of that.
Good morning. As we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we have a little congestion on the East Boulevard at Atlanta Highway, East South Boulevard from Ware's Ferry up to the Wetumpka Highway. Still some traffic inbound on the 31s, but other than that, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city and on the interstates. No accidents in us to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We promise to keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
It's March 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of March, 1839, the word okay enters the vernacular. It would be another 150 years before renowned linguist Ned Flanders introduced okay's successor,
Oakley Doakley.
Have a great March 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With more people being tested and the new coronavirus spreading, there are now more than 35,000 cases reported in the U.S., about half of those in New York State, with more than 470 deaths nationwide. A coronavirus financial relief package is stalled in the Senate. Some Democrats say the Republican plan does not include enough money for workers or enough oversight on bailed out industries.
President Trump saying he's willing to work with any lawmaker, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to get a much needed economic stimulus bill passed quickly.
so that families can get by and small businesses can keep workers on the payroll.
The president said he'd be open to further stimulus to the economy if tens of millions of Americans remain under a shelter-in-place order for the next 3 months.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meantime, is in Afghanistan trying to advance a peace deal signed with the Taliban last month. America's listening to Fox News.
I know we do a lot of song parodies here. In fact, we did have a Neil Diamond parody of Sweet Caroline about the coronavirus.
Oh, I want to hear this, yeah.
But the real Neil has done something on the topic, and I have not heard this yet, so okay. Let's see.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and I know we're going through a rough time right now, but I love you, and I think maybe if we sing together, well, we'll just feel a little bit better. Give it a try, okay? Washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you, sweet Caroline.
Good for Neil.
Sweet quarantine,
he said. He said we just got a call from our friends at Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Yes.
They're open.
They've got a sale going on.
Yeah, it's a big sale. Again, layaway. They have interest-free financing. You know this is not going to last forever. And it's just another suggestion, especially if your offer have nowhere to go today. It's a 60,000-square-foot showroom. Social distancing is not going to be a problem there. So Stella and that whole team will be there for you if you can get up. Even if you want to just do a little window shopping.
Dow futures are up this morning. That's good.
Glad to see that.
They were horribly down last night. So to see them come up like this, we'll that is amazing.
Well, if Pelosi, and I'm speaking to her specifically in this situation.
You know who you are.
Get off your butt and quit politicizing this and get the package done today.
Within 3 seconds of them doing the futures last night, they hit the limit on how low they could go. Within 3 seconds, now they're back up,
yeah,
which is amazing.
Let's hope that keeps climbing today. If this were the afternoon show, I'd call Pelosi a bitch, but I'm not going
to
do that.
Rick Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
And I hope that applies to me, too, because my name rhymes with it.
I would never.
Jitch Thomas. Jitch Thomas.
Jitch. Warmer day today, high around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Not everybody's going to see a storm. Low tonight, 64. So, yeah, we're in a marginal severe weather risk today with a front that's going to try to sink southward as maybe just past Birmingham, then stop. Tomorrow, even warmer, high around 84. I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. Widely scattered storms certainly possible, but the better rain chances are probably farther north in the state. Wednesday, generally dry, low to mid-80s. Then look for upper 80s Thursday, flirting with 90 Friday, and upper 80s Saturday. And each one of those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have a chance to tie or break a record. So, yeah, it looks like this little summertime in March continues. Yesterday was a little cool. Right now this morning, we have 65 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. It's 8:11.
All right. On Saturday morning, while we were keeping people informed and stuff, we did a little tribute to Kenny Rogers. And to many, he's the country guy with the gambler and all those songs, you know, Islands in the Stream and stuff. But this is the very first hit he ever had.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in.
Like
I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
You on drugs?
And the other one was Ruby. I love the lyrics to Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. You know, a guy who was in the war and who was unable to, well, I mean, we all know this song.
Never Ate His Chicken.
Kenny Rogers Chicken?
Oh, the Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah, I never had that.
Yeah.
I actually did some work for them. Their corporate base was in, I think it was technically Fort Lauderdale, right off Interstate 95, and I used to have to go by their office from time to time. He was never there.
Where's Kenny from, I wonder? Just curious.
Good
I don't know.
Question.
I will look that up for you right now.
While we listen to this.
It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent paralyzed.
Houston, Texas.
All right.
And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize.
But died in Sandy Springs, Georgia.
But for the time that that song came out, those lyrics were about as hard-hitting as they got.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, I got to do this at some point this morning. Did you hear about Gal Gadot and the other celebrities who thought, here's how we can solve the corona crisis for America?
Stupid Imagine thing, yeah.
Yes.
What? No. No, I didn't.
It was horrible.
I don't think I know this.
They did a horrible version of the song Imagine, which, by the way, love John Lennon, but it's basically a tribute to communism, where everything is the same. Everything is equal. Here's our version of Imagine for Gal Gadot and everybody else that participated in that farce. Bit of that coming. Morning Maroon nominees, surprisingly, I'm sure many of those are toilet paper related. Can you imagine? Oh, how ironic to having used that term, right? All right, it is 8:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Your local news is coming up here in just a second. You can shop safely online at jackingram.com. And, of course, they're open if you want to stop by.
Guess where I'm going here in just about 1 hour? Jack Ingram.
Jack Ingram.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Of course, you can also get your car over there for other things today, too. But you can browse the online inventory. And if you're shopping, if you need, new wheels and you're really on a tight budget, they've got a category of cars under $10,000 that is truly second to none here in the River Region. And one of those cars is a Beamer. Luxury is timeless. In fact, I believe, let me see if that Lexus is still in there as well. There's a Beamer. That is a, let's see. This is one I missed Terry Adams because he knows all the scoop on these cars. 2011 BMW 3 Series. only 118,000 miles on a car that may be 9 years old by its birth certificate, but looks brand new, under $9,800. That Lexus was sold. I didn't think that would last too long. Luxury is timeless. They had a 99 Lexus RX 300 SUV for $4,700.
Wow.
And a smart person went and got that. They have some good sedan options, well under $10,000. And a pair of them are Nissan Altimas. Excellent sedan, one of the safest on the road. And the reason my nuclear physicist sister buys that particular brand of car is that she knows her engineering and has been a big believer in that product. And she's got two kids, so she wants to keep them safe as well. So browse online, talk to Tip Tech. You can get a quote. What was the car Rosie was interested in? Is that one gone? Yeah.
What was she interested in?
There was a Nissan Murano.
Oh.
A 2016.
That's what I drive.
And see, so people are still doing things. We're not shutting down life. And with the people that support this radio station, it's just super critical that you stay in touch with them if you can. For those of you who got pushed to the sideline for the time being, we get it. We're not expecting, you know, you got to be careful. And I'm not saying, but you need a car, you need a car. Go to a place that supports us and faithfully has now for, gosh, 5 years, I think it is. And actually longer than that, because I didn't know Tip Tames until I knew Dan Morris. So they're at 235 North Eastern Bypass, online at jackingram.com. Stay positive, friends.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to increase in Alabama as more people are tested. State health officials say at least 1,600 people have now been tested. Jefferson County is reporting the most confirmed cases. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says law enforcement officials can issue misdemeanor citations for violating the state health officer's orders against large public gatherings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although he urged restraint in doing so. And Troy police are investigating a weekend stabbing. Authorities tell us the stabbing happened just after 8 o'clock Sunday night in the 800 block of North 3 Notch Street. The victim was flown to a Montgomery hospital in serious condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Helping you celebrate National Puppy Day.
Happy Puppy Day.
Man, Jim Weaniams. Let's go.
Dog people love their puppies. Dog people love taking walkies. Dog people let dogs sleep in their beds.
That's right. No choice.
They got waggy tails, floppy ears. They run to you when you say, come here. They got real wet noses. We put them on a leash. They got fire hydrants when they have to take a wee. Well,
little man thanks to Winnie, my little witch, and gives my face black, better candidate thing, Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. Daddy will be home soon.
Oh, gosh.
On this National Puppy Day, we got a, Rich and I are going to pick out a conundrum question while you tell everybody about Seafood Bistro. And again, open, curbside, come on, enjoy some great food.
That is correct. They have their curbside delivery going on. They've got it all set up. They posted a video on their Facebook page Thursday or Friday. It may have been Friday, where they've got the parking spaces designated there. I think there's about six of them. You just pull in and you call and you let them know, hey, we're out here. This is the car. And then they'll bring it out to you. And you can take it and go. Obviously, you can't dine in. Now, they have a special. They have a dine-in special that they normally run. They are extending that to curbside pickup now. Used to, you couldn't be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to go. You'd have to dine in when you get that special. But now the special is extended to the curbside pickup. So check that out on their Facebook page. You can look at that. If you want to see the menu, go online to theseafoodbistro.com, where the menu is right there for you. Not only that, if you go to one of the delivery apps where it can be brought to your door, right to your home or office, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, they all have the menu there in the app. So if you're using one of those, you can see what's available at the Seafood Bistro. They open at 11 a.m. today. You can call them at 279-7500, and they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. The Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right. Rich has selected a conundrum. I'm in agreement on this one. Sorry to leave you out, Jay. Hope you're not feeling
alone. Yeah.
We do want to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, a chance for you to get out and enjoy some great food, as they are doing curbside service. And here is the conundrum. Now, this is a fun activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun activity.
But?
95% of people say it's not a good idea on
the first date. And it's not a good idea.
But
not that. No. It's not that. But this is something that, just on the first date, is probably not a good idea. 95% of the people say it's not a good idea.
Yeah, this particular normally fun.
Yeah, activity. There's nothing wrong with this thing. Yeah.
But on your first date, maybe not. So think maybe you've had a bad date or you did something that was regrettable. Well, we don't want to go there. or did someone who was regrettable. sorry, my mind is wandering here.
Uh-huh.
This is not exactly Coronacopia here. With the sound. You like that? I just invented a new word. Coronacopia. 272-9228. Now, the three of us will really start to feel symptomatic if the phone doesn't ring.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Symptomatic if the phone doesn't ring?
My forehead is warm.
By the way, those symptoms to look for, what did we see earlier?
They said that if you start to lose your sense of taste and smell, then that could be a precursor to...
Yeah, and I read that having a dry cough is another symptom. And a dry cough being like you have the cough, but there's nothing coming up with it.
I ain't got that problem.
Yeah, just a dry type of cough. And fever. Those are things to look out
fever,
for.
Fever, and I've taken my temperature.
So here's the thing. If you start sneezing, you're fine. Don't get paranoid. Yeah.
That's probably pollen.
It sucks that we're in the allergy season the same time this is going on.
Also, wonder if we something.
Captain of the Federation of Planets, you bozo.
Bozo.
Reiterate something I passed along earlier. Okay. There is a thing going on in some local Facebook groups about one of our local hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID patients.
It's bull crap. I got that straight
from the best possible source.
Not true.
Now they're all, you know, waiting for supplies. They've got stuff, but they're waiting for supplies and things like that.
You gotta be careful about social media. You know, as soon as the Kenny Rogers bulletin hit the news Saturday morning, they said it was coronavirus. No, it wasn't.
I mean, that is unconscionable. All right, we have a call already. Taylor wants to try this one.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, I'm thinking go to the movies.
Okay, that's really good. That's a really good answer.
In general, I think it's a bad idea to go to a movie on your first date.
Probably.
You can't talk, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's not quite it, but it's an activity that you would go to, perhaps.
Yes.
Speaking of movies.
And like a movie, it would require some amplification.
But this is a perfect time for drive-ins to make their comeback.
Oh,
I got a story on that.
I love that. I love that idea.
Drive-in. The few that are left are doing big business right now.
You went to a theater yesterday, didn't you?
I went to the Rich Thomas Cineplex. And I walked out of there deaf.
A multiplex.
The explosions and the planes going overhead.
I had Japanese Zeros flying up my butt because that woofer was right behind me. I felt like I was in the cockpit with the pilot.
Bailey used to not like to sit right there during a movie.
I can understand. A dog might get a little bit nervous sitting there.
Nice.
Here is Don.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
What you think? 95% of people think that this is probably a bad idea on the first date. What are we talking about?
Well, I had one answer, and I had to swap over when I heard what the last guy said.
Okay.
I'm just going to say go to your friend or parents' house.
Oh, parents' house. Parents' house. Not it. Not it. Not what we're looking for, but probably, yeah, you don't do that on the first
date. This is a social activity, usually with a group of people. And something that requires some sound amplification.
Oh, boy, did you just give a lot of good stuff right there, buddy.
Yeah, 272-9228. Cornucopia. Cornucopia.
Cornucopia of information.
272-9228. I want to see that phone ring or my forehead's going to get warm.
Oh, no.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere around the river region right now. A little bit of congestion on the Eastern Boulevard at Atlanta Highway and the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Other than that, everything seems to be moving along just fine. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated all morning long at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a cold day. 19 lockout. There's no more ball games.
Man, I hope that changes soon. In that column I wrote, we flew into a cuckoo's nest.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned baseball. Well, maybe it'll start April 26th or March 26th of next year. I don't want to hear that from these guys, and I wish the baseball networks would put some live people on just to tell stories, to talk.
So is Chris Russo off this week? Or
I have not seen him since before I went out of town.
The high heat guy.
Yeah.
I'm liking Chris more and more.
He's entertaining.
He is entertaining. I love the way he interviews somebody.
How you doing there, pal?
Yeah.
Like they're old time.
Talk about that. He'll ask a question.
And like me, he's prone to explosive moments. Look who's on the phone. It's Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy. 95% of the people in a survey said this is not a good first date activity.
What you think?
Okay. Go to a wedding.
You're absolutely right, actually. It's not the answer.
On your first date, let's go to a wedding.
You're totally right.
but that's not the answer we're looking for, though. But it's a, you're spot on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a horrible first date.
It's a social activity, and it does require some amplification.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, many people who love this aren't particularly good at it. James.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to guess, go to a concert.
A concert. Well,
that's the
best guess. Fulfilled a lot of the
criteria.
The criteria that Greg mentioned as a clue, but that's not what we're looking for. But it, okay. I don't want to say any more because we already given away big clues. Thanks.
Well, we're also only on the air for 28 more minutes. 272-9228. Diane.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
What you think? What do you think?
I think maybe karaoke.
Karaoke. That's
an
interesting thought.
Interesting.
It involves music.
Is it karaoke?
As a matter of fact, it certainly is. And by the way, I'm awful at it, but I have an 188-mile rule. I have to be at least 188 miles away from my...
Yeah, because something like that could never end up on the internet. Nor, if I found it on the internet, would I ever even consider
it. Not that it stops me from karaoke.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Because I've been told I'm a karaoke-holic once I was introduced to it.
What's your best karaoke song? Give us a little rendition here.
No, I do
Come on, Jay, let's applaud it.
No.
I don't know what we could...
I think the first song I ever did was Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett, but...
Really?
That's a dope song.
No. But hey, come on now. I've done some... New York, Frank Sinatra kind of stuff. And I've done some other stuff, but, I'm not very good at it, but I do try. And it takes a little liquid. No, it takes a lot of liquid.
Encouragement.
Yeah. There was a weather conference I was at. There were some ringers before me. Oh. They were so good that I needed some extra encouragement.
Oh.
But I did get up on the stage. It was at the House of Blues in Cleveland, Ohio.
Weather
conference.
Well, Diane, we've got a gift for you. Jay's going to talk to you. He's going to answer the phone with sanitized hands, and you'll be good to go.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right. Reminding you again about businesses that you can help keep their doors open. Layaway, Kaiser, Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Open. And social distancing, it's 60,000 square feet. You have plenty of room to navigate there. Clean, sanitized, and go look at some great furniture. And, man, they in order to keep the doors open, they are really offering unbelievable discounts on their inventory. So buy Wiser, shop Kaiser, you can do that. And you'd have to lay out a dime. If you qualify for a Synchrony bank account, you can get 0% for 18 months. So no money out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Nice furniture now. And... Infusion is open. Now, that's something, if you really want to do something proactive for your health, call up Infusion at 296-1662 and get yourself a vitamin IV. Rich and I did those on Saturday.
We got to get Ryan on the air, too.
I did invite him to call. And Ryan, if you're listening, give us a buzz.
Give us a ring.
Their number is 296-1662. You can learn more about the benefits of IV vitamin therapy and all the other treatments that are available for you right now at Infusion that can help you lead a healthier, better, and more energetic life and boost your immune system at the same time. Infusion Cryo and Laser.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It has been a very stormy morning across, I don't want to say the northern half of Alabama, but more than the northern third of Alabama. Raining to beat the band now in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham and Gadsden and Talladega and points farther to the north. A lot of thunder and lightning as well. But for us, it's been quiet so far this morning. Our high temperature today should be up to around 80. Scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms later on as that frontal system up north begins to sag south. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Can't rule out. A storm or two reaching severe limits. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, even warmer than today with a high around 84. There'll be some widely scattered storms around. A lot of towns will get skipped tomorrow. Wednesday will be in at least the low to mid-80s. Then how about upper 80s Thursday? Flirting with 90 Friday. Upper 80s Saturday. Record highs are in jeopardy each one of those 3 days. And I think we're dry during that period of time. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 94% relative humidity. It's 65 at 837.
Down into the traffic dungeon, our morning maroon nominees are coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464. Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic all around the river region right now. Seeing some spotted congestion on the East-South Boulevard, East Boulevard at Atlanta Highway, North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Other than that, traffic seems to be moving along at the speed limit. I-65 and 85 look good. No accidents in to pass along to you at this time. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pet safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says law enforcement officials can issue misdemeanor citations for violating the state health officer's orders against large gatherings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although he urged restraint in doing so. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to increase in Alabama as more people are tested. State health officials say at least 1,600 people have now been tested. Jefferson County is reporting the most confirmed cases. And Troy police are investigating a weekend stabbing. Authorities tell us the stabbing happened just after 8 o'clock Sunday night in the 800 block of North 3 Notch Street. The victim was flown to a Montgomery hospital in serious condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled. Can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... and Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bubblegum may not cure corona, but it makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
This is for listener Tracy.
Tracy, when I'm with you, it's something you do. It bounces me off the ceiling, Tracy, day after day. When you're this way, I get a loving feeling. Come with me, don't say no.
No!
Hold me close, Tracy, never let go. Tracy, you're gonna be happy with me. I'll build a world around you, filled with love everywhere. And when you're there,
the Cufflinks, we saw him on stage in Montgomery.
Ron Dante.
Also, the Sugar guy, he was also the Archies.
You know, two songs I never thought I would hear performed live, Tracy and Sugar, and we saw that.
And we saw Ron Dante do it on stage at MPAC.
Happy Together concert. Okay, let's bring in former Secretary of State and current Iranian Ayatollah Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, you got a right to be stupid, and people are accommodating. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees, Toilet Paper Edition, because all three of our nominees did exactly that. Our first couple is from guess what state?
I want to go with Florida.
A woman in Florida filmed a man and a woman that just bought out the entire stock of toilet paper, napkins, and paper towels from a Dollar Tree store.
Hi. Look at this wonderful woman who just told me to go F myself and mind my own effing business, who just bought the entire store of paper towels, toilet paper. It's going to go viral. Too bad I didn't get her when she was freaking out and yelling at me.
Why don't you put video inside the store? They sold it to me.
Yeah, I see that.
Wow.
This is what we get. What street corner should I go to buy it from you?
The one you're hooking her on.
Oh, the one I'm the hooker on.
I would bet the toilet paper hoarder was from a state tucked in there between New Jersey and Massachusetts.
I saw a guy hoarding water yesterday, and I kind of wondered why. I have it piped into the house at my house.
We have that too, and while we do have bottled water on hand, a reminder that tap water, it meets a higher standard of safety than the water they sell in stores.
Yeah.
Because the city establishes that, you know?
Now, if the city established toilet paper coming into our house, that'd be a different thing. But
that would be socialism, and we are not voting for that, Rich. All right, toilet paper. Guess what state?
Oh, Florida.
Yes. Angel Esteban Hernanzinto.
Irish person.
Was arrested. I left the mic off. I'm sorry. Mick Hernanzinto. Arrested in the early
morning. O'Shaughnessy.
Early morning hours last Thursday after police responded to a call about a man stealing toilet paper from the hotel. The guard said he was on regular patrols when he noticed suspicious activity from Hernandezinto O'Shaughnessy. According to an arrest affidavit, Hernandezinto was able to execute his alleged toilet paper heist because he worked for a cleaning company that services the hotel. The rolls were counted, valued at around $65, and said he was ready and eager to testify against the alleged thief. Hernandezinto reportedly admitted taking the toilet paper, explaining he was doing it out of a sense of charity for the less fortunate.
Are you sure they weren't from Nicaragua?
Not from Nicaragua. Okay, and our final nominee in this toilet paper edition of Morning Maroon from Oregon, a thief there recently smashed the rear window of an SUV to steal two 30-roll cases of toilet paper. The Eugene Police Department shared about the incident on Facebook, saying the crime took place early in the morning on March 15th. The bandit took all valuables, including the 30 rolls of toilet paper. They also cautioned people to not leave property visible inside their vehicle. Remember, they used to advise us with that, with watches and wallets and jewelry and purses. Now, don't leave your toilet paper in the car where it can be seen, because you're at higher risk. So who is our kind of just the first couple, that obnoxious voice? Who do you like?
What do you think, Jay?
Somebody's got to win it.
I kind of want to go with the Irish guy.
The Irish guy. Ferdinand Jacinto.
Just so you can say the name again.
I will accommodate your wish.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
A sense of charity for the less fortunate. Uh-huh. All right. 8:46. Who knows what the market's going to do? Currently down. I think if they get this stimulus package passed, Nancy...
you know who you are, Nancy.
Yeah, and we're watching you. That will start to reverse. Whatever occurs over the course of the day, for up to the second analysis, Brant McDonald will join us this afternoon at 5:10. If you have questions, it doesn't cost you anything to call over there at McDonald and Hagen at 387-0094, 387-0094. They are trying to help people right now, so if you have a question, you're not necessarily ready to put together a financial plan, please call. They'll be happy to help you any way they can. 387-0094. It's 8:47. Our final look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic all around the river region right now. Seeing some spotted congestion on the East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at Atlanta Highway, North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Other than that, traffic seems to be moving along at the speed limit. I-65 and 85 look good. No accidents in to pass along to you at this time. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pet safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The world is in turmoil, but that won't stop Broadway. It's Social Distancing the Musical.
If I were a rich man, I would buy up every roll of toilet paper I could see.
It's Corona on stage on the Great White Way.
Memories of when I could leave my house. Now I'm stuck on the inside with my terrible kids.
But in the midst of tragedy, there is hope.
Outbreak is gonna clear up if you don't touch your face.
It's Social Distancing the Musical.
Get your tickets fast because we're only allowing four people in for each showing.
You say it's COVID and I say Corona. You say pandemic and I say it's over. COVID, Corona, pandemic, it's over.
It is 8:53. I got to tell you, I'm doing much better with a healthy lifestyle. Well, there have been a few donuts, but...
I noticed a few donuts here.
Rosie's been bringing in those orange things. Yeah. They're really good. They're like a cross between an orange and a tangerine.
Right. I saw some bananas down there. I saw you eating yogurt a little while ago.
Right. And she'll be back with
us. You must be sick.
I'm not, no.
Then again, you go over to my house and we just eat sausage while we watch a movie.
What was wrong with that? You know, Golden's mustard, that's an antiviral mustard, from what I understand. Oh, God. You know, Nancy Pelosi, I don't like to do this during the morning show.
What if she was your daughter?
I really... said my former friend Rich.
that was the out of nowhere comment of the day. What if she was your daughter?
Biatch. There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Look at
young Joey, strapping young Joey here.
How you doing, Greg?
Looking all well.
She wouldn't have the goose nickname, would she?
No, Buzzard would be her name. Buzzard, the old Buzzard.
I like seeing you live a healthy life. Rosie's had a good effect on you.
She has.
I more kind of just sat back and went, you shouldn't do that, but you know, your life. That was my approach. You know, live and let live.
Huh?
Whenever you would do your unhealthy things up here in the studio.
Oh, when you were with him. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to teach people how to make my happy chocolate.
Your happy chocolate.
Because it makes you feel good. Chocolate's a natural antidepressant.
Made chocolate. I don't... thought it was happening.
Well, you could do like the Scientology levels. It's like you give $10, Greg will teach you how to make his happy chocolate. You give $50, you learn the seafood casserole.
Oh, there you go.
And secret lasagna.
I donate $100, I'll make a batch for you and bring it to your house.
Yeah.
$1,000, key lime pie.
Ooh.
Hey, I got to try that seafood casserole, the ravioli.
You ever had his freshly fried python? It's really good, too.
The python?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where are we at?
It's and bat stew. It's delicious.
Cost plus 10%.
Supposed to be getting haggis Wednesday.
Haggis?
We're going to have haggis on Wednesday.
Isn't that sheep intestine?
It is. Mm. Wrapped in a carcass.
And never frozen.
And you're excited about this.
There you go.
You know, I'm always interested in trying new things, man, as far as food's concerned.
No, it's always good when there's a bowel out there that we've never eaten, that somebody knows how to cook it up and serve it.
The best yet, though, was the turtle soup, I think.
Turtle soup.
Turtle soup, yeah.
That, I had to take...
It's like chili.
It was really good. What's this medication I take in case I get a little heartburn?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tums? Metoprolol. Metoprolol succinate.
Medicated Tums.
And there was a spice in that stuff that made my heart start to pound.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yes, sir. We've talked about healthy options for you these days. Infusion, open 296-1662.
Oh, my
gosh. Fortify your immune system. Yeah, and get that boost of energy. And there are so many other options on the menu. Call them at 296-1662. And I also want to take a moment to let you know that Adams Drugs, look, you want to deal with the crowds. Have you seen the parking lots in front of the places that got a pharmacy inside? Man, no thanks. Adams Drugs, all 12 locations, will do curbside. Just call from your vehicle, and they'll get things taken care of, or if it's a prescription that's been phoned in for you, or when you can renew by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pull up to one of their friendly locations, they'll bring it out to you and take care of it that way. Just taking those extra steps. But I have a feeling, given what we've seen in terms of crowds and so forth, at stores that try to be too many things at the same time, like a grocery store and a hardware store and a pharmacy and a liquor store, the pharmacy folks are getting short shrift. This may be the opportunity you need to give Adams Drugs, a great local business. They've been around since 1962, the longest serving local pharmacy, a chance to win your business. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. And, yes, they do the curbside pickup thing. So, is there anything to talk about in your show today?
Yeah. Just hoping nobody gets the Rona. We'll have a prayer session together, folks.
Good.
And then we should have a guy named Tim calling in about what local restaurants associations are doing to keep some restaurants together.
About
and they're 9:30? Working together. Yeah. About 9:30.
I had not heard from him in months, but I got a call from Bob Baumhauer.
Yeah.
Last night. And... he's still not sure. I mean, they're doing curbside here in town on the boulevard.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to figure out a way to survive this.
Right.
Because he's got restaurants all over, and everybody's, you know, the ones that are in the northern part of the state are getting hit a little bit harder.
So many people are changing their business model, and I know that's what you're going to be talking about this
morning. Right, and how they're supporting one another, especially in the restaurant
business. Isn't that calm, though? In the end, I said, I think we're going to come out of this with changes that will leave us leading better and healthier
lives. There will
be
something good that comes out of this.
And I believe we will fully bounce back. It's 8, yes?
And at 10. After we talk to Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet, I'll be calling Jack Campbell, and we'll be doing an update with Jack Campbell, what it's like been, you know.
I've